The way the Rav explains what this is saying is that whether it's a son or a daughter, they're both the same when it comes to inheriting from their mother, just like they inherit from their father. A daughter and a son, they inherit the same way. Ella, shabein notel pishnai b'nichse av, ve'eno notel pishnai b'nichse em. By a son, if we focus on the son, there's only a din of a bechor that takes two portions, only the bechor of a person's father. But if he's the bechor of a mother that dies, then he does not take two portions. It's only, the Torah only speaks about the bechor, the parsha of the bechor, by the father. Va'abonos nizonos minichse av, ve'enon nizonos minichse em. And the difference by daughters is that although daughters, in cases where they have brothers, so the brothers always inherit before the daughters, but there's a din, a takanas chachamim, that little girls shouldn't need to go out on the streets and start begging and collecting, that the money that's left over from the dead father, they use that money to support and feed the girls until they become a bogeris, which is typically 12 and a half years, or they get married, whatever comes first. But up until then, the money from the pot that's left over, first, we're going to see in the future Mishnayos how much, what portion and how much gets given to them. But this is only when their father dies. When their father dies, they take mizonos from the chosim of the father, even though they don't rightfully inherit. This is the kana niksuva, like we said, that they will feed from it. But this does not apply if their mother passes away. There's no takana by the mother. So if a mother dies, the sons inherit first, and the daughters don't get anything.